Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta on this Wednesday, August 6th. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. A split verdict just in the trial of Osama bin Laden's former driver, Salim Hamdan. A jury of six military officers at Guantanamo Bay have found him not guilty of conspiracy charges. These are the more serious allegations. However, jurors did find him guilty of supporting terrorism. Hamdan could face a maximum sentence of life in prison. His sentencing is scheduled for later today. Chinese basketball star Yao Ming helped carry the Olympic torch into Beijing in a massive celebration. For the next 3 days, prominent Chinese will get an opportunity to carry the torch throughout the capital. The torch will finish its tour, of course, on Friday at the opening ceremony. Now, despite tight security, international activists unfurled pro-Tibet banners outside of the Bird's Nest National Stadium. Four people were led away by police. Chinese officials said they hoped international visitors would abide by local laws and regulations. 11 people have been arrested for allegedly stealing more than 40 million credit card and debit card numbers from shoppers. At least 9 major U.S. retailers were hacked in Boston and San Diego. The theft started in 2003 and continued through this year. Investigators say hackers used sophisticated techniques to steal sensitive information from wireless networks. Primetime television is oversexed and doesn't respect marriage. That's what a study by the conservative TV watchdog group, the Parents Television Council, has found. The group says scripted shows depict sex in marriage as negative, while positively reinforcing extramarital affairs. It says references to adultery outnumbered references to marital sex 2-1. The network cited in the study had no comment. And how do you get a litter of puppies out of an unreachable hole? That's the puzzle today. Aren't they cute? Really the puzzle for a Phoenix group as well, a rescue group in Phoenix. A dog had given birth to the 9 puppies under a portable classroom. Plumbers and a construction company had to pitch in, cutting a hole in the floor and then taking out the pipes and the concrete under the classroom. As you can see, all the little puppies made it out safely. And now, of course, I'm sure they're looking for a new home. Those are the headlines at this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.